Hi guys, and welcome back to another Tenga video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the US Tenga Soft Case Cup. As always, there is lots coming up in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you all about the US Tenga Soft Case Cup. If you haven't heard of Tenga before, they make reusable and disposable strokers for men, and they also make vibrators for women. As this is Tenga's 20th anniversary, they have sent me a whole load of strokers. And in today's episode, I'm going to be reviewing this one. So what is coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be telling you more about the stroker, and I'm going to be giving you a review at the end. So let's kick things off with opening what Tenga sent me. Okay guys, to start off with, I'm going to show you the outside of the box like I do in all my videos. And that's because I want to show you that packaging is discreet when you order from Tenga. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of the brand on it. So let's open it up and show you what Tenga have sent me. Now, as it is Tenga's 20th anniversary, they have sent me quite a few cups to show you. There are three of each cup and there are nine in total. The one we're going to be looking at today is the US Tenga Soft Cup. The other ones they've sent is the Vacuum Tenga Cup and the Premium Tenga Cup. Make sure to check out my channel or my blogs to see when those reviews have been released. So these are the nine cups we've got, and the one we're going to be taking a look at is the US Tenga Soft Cup. On the top you'll notice that there is a small sticker. Underneath this is a small hole that controls the amount of air that goes in and out of the stroker as you use it, making it feel like you're getting a more realistic blowjob. You'll notice at the bottom of the toy there is a little tab that says open. Peel this off and it'll expose the lid and you'll be able to open your stroker. One thing a lot of people don't realise is the red branding that runs along the outside of the toy is a wrapper, and this can be taken off before you use the stroker. To remove the lid, give it a small twist and a pull. First thing you'll notice when you do take off the cap is that there is lots of lube inside the cup. All Tenga cups come fully loaded with some lube in, so you can use it straight out the box. I am actually trying to show you the textures inside the sleeve at the moment. I haven't actually got the right angle here, but there are small ridges and bumps that run along the inside of the sleeve. If I slip my finger inside, there is lots of lube in here. It's extremely wet inside and it's very soft. The internal length of the sleeve is 160mm. There's also a fair bit of room in here. The body of the toy is soft, so you can squeeze it and make it tighter inside. This means you can get the best sensation whilst you're masturbating. As is a single use toy, there is no cleanup at the end. Once done, all you need to do is throw it in the bin. If you found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. If you've been inspired to buy yourself the US Tenga Soft Cup, then there is a link in my profile. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the US Tenga Soft Case Cup. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about it. The whole toy measures 181mm from top to bottom. It has a width of 97mm and a depth of 76. The internal sleeve where you put your willy is 160mm. The internal sleeve is made of TPE and the outer case is made of PE, which I think is polyethylene. It is loaded with lube so you can use it as soon as you buy it. The US range of cups are for slightly longer guys, but that doesn't mean smaller guys can't use them as well. Okay guys, I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. Overall, I think this is a really good toy. There's lots of texture inside and it is super soft. It's got a really nice smooth entrance where you put your willy in, and there's lots of texture within the sort of body of the sleeve, and it's extremely wet for the amount of lube that they put in there. This means that it does feel like you're getting a bit of a blowjob, and if you take that sticker off on the top, it adjusts the amount of airflow that goes in and out of the sleeve. It is nice using these because you don't have to clean them afterwards. All you need to do is just throw them in the bin. It's also a lot cheaper than reusable strokers, and it's not heavy either. It's just a nice comfortable grip and weight. There are a couple of overall cons with using these. Although these are cheaper than buying a reusable stroker, if you buy lots of them you're going to rack up a bill, and the US range of soft case cups are slightly more expensive. Now I know some people are going to ask, can you reuse them? And the answer is, I think you could get a couple of uses out of it. You would need to clean and dry it fully once you've finished using it the first time. A bit of a pro tip for drying it is you could buy one of those drying sticks that goes through the centre of the toy. Once you've air dried it, the drying stick will pick up any leftover moisture and residue. And then all you've got to do is fill it with lube again and you're good to go. This isn't recommended and it kind of defeats the object of this being disposable. Overall, this is a really good quality toy. If if you're going away for business trips or your long weekends, this is going to be what you're going to pack. If you have been inspired to buy the US Tenga Softcase Cup, then there is a link in my profile. This link takes you to my website where you can find a direct link to Tenga Toys. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Tenga's profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and follow button. Until next time, peace out.